I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State labeled Egypt's Coptic Christians as its favorite prey, and the recent uptick in violence is proving that to be true. Over the last 6 weeks, 30 Christians were killed in a bus attack, followed by the mysterious murder of five others. Sat7's Albert Fawzi explains how churches have responded.
The church leaders, I have heard this and saw this on social media, started to cancel all big events or church groups going for summer vacations or for big events like retreats or summer retreats and conferences.
While the situation does look bleak, believers haven't lost hope. Fawzi says churches are still filled with people who are seeking God for comfort. He's also asking that you keep the situation in your prayers, which pray for strength for Christians and unity among church leaders, and that God would touch the hearts of the radicals. And the Transworld Radio Bonaire Power Up Project reached its funding goal of almost $4 million last week. Lauren Libby of Transworld Radio couldn't be more thrilled.
There are literally thousands of people who've prayed for this project over the last 3.5-4 years. There are literally thousands of people who have given sacrificially to make this happen.
But with such an opportunity for growth in the kingdom, there's also opportunity for new spiritual warfare.
Hope is a very valuable commodity, particularly in the spiritual realm. And to pray that God would use this brand new resource to be able to be a source of hope, hope of encouragement, and that people would turn around and just share that with other people.
A dedication is slated for January 2018. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free book called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.